You have to give birth to a child yourself. Then you know what it is.
Kako će žena objasniti muškarcu o tome kakav je sam čin porođaja? Ona možda može da počne to da mu objašnjava, a onda će da mu kaže, znaš šta, razumećeš to tek kako bi ti bio u toj istoj situaciji. Tako da to nemoguće objasniti.
In other words, there are things in life which can only be understood by an experience.
Na isti način postoje određene stvari u životu koje se jednostavno samo moraju doživeti i iskusiti, nemoguće ih opisati.
And certainly the experiences in spiritual life are in that category.
Iskustva u duhovnom životu spada u tu kategoriju.
But we will nevertheless try. I will give this seminar in America. I have been invited to come there. The ticket has been paid because they all want to hear this so much.
Ali u Americi su jako puno želeli da čuju o ovoj temi, tako da su mi čak i platili kartu da dođem tamo i da pričam o ovome.
So you will also hear it today
and
tomorrow.
Tako da ćete i vi danas slušati o tome i sutra takođe.
Are you ready now?
Da li ste spremni sad?
Usually in our spiritual progress or spiritual advancement, there is a certain pattern which is visible not only in our Krishna conscious advancement or in our movement for Krishna consciousness, but throughout all the traditions.
Na duhovnom putu, ne samo u našoj tradiciji, već i u drugim tradicijama, postoji nešto što je zajedničko. Neka određena šema.
Before I actually start, I must say, maybe I will not be able to satisfy the children with this presentation. So when they become bored, the parent and talk, I want to request the parents to make an arrangement to be with them outside, and so that they can run around and do everything which is necessary for children.
Možda ovom temom naša deca baš neće biti potpuno zadovoljna, tako da u momentu kad izgublje strpljenje, molio bih roditelje da ih izvedu napolje, tako da mogu da se malo poigraju, da bih mi mogli da imamo lekciju ovde na mir.
So the pattern goes like this.
I ta šema je sledeća.
Usually it all starts when a person hears an inner calling.
To se obično dešava, taj početak, kada osoba unutar sebe začuje poziv.
He feels that the life which I live now is too narrow.
I ona shvati da jednostavno život kakav sad vodim, on je previše sužen, uzak.
He hears a very, very soft voice inside. Is there not a total different type of life?
I ona čuje jako tanani glas unutar sebe koji kaže, zar ne postoji neka vrsta drugog života nego što živim sad?
A life where I can feel real fulfillment in my soul.
Život koji će mojoj duši dati potpuno zadovoljstvo.
And this call becomes louder and louder.
I taj glas, taj poziv, on postaje sve glasniji i glasniji.
The first reaction is to not listen to this voice.
Prva reakcija je neću slušati ovaj glas.
Because we intuitively feel if we are following this voice for our spiritual development, we will have to leave our comfort zone.
Jer intuitivno mi znamo da ako pođemo za tim glasom, ako krenemo da sledimo taj glas, morat ćemo radi našeg duhovnog napretka da napustimo našu zonu komfora.
We feel we might have to leave our old circles behind.
Znamo da ćemo morati da napustimo sve svoje krugove, sve svoje pređašnje stvari.
And we also become very afraid, maybe I have to sell my Rolling Stones collection.
I možda postanemo uplašeni da ćemo morati da prodamo celu kolekciju muzike Rolling Stonesa.
In the beginning, this call for spiritual life is perceived as a type of threat to the life which I lead at the present moment.
I na početku može izgledati da ovaj poziv ka duhovnom životu je neka vrsta pretnje našem sadašnjem životu, načinu života.
Second step.
sljedeći korak, drugi korak.
We don't listen to the call.
Ne slušamo ovaj zov.
But it comes again and again.
Ali on dolazi iznova i iznova.
You live a wrong life.
Živiš pogrešnim životom.
Probudite.
Probudi se.
This is one of my few Serbian words which I know.
Ovo su neke reči na srpskom koje znam.
And we have to talk about this with our friends.
I krećemo da razgovaramo o tome sa svojim prijateljima.
We talk with our parents.
Razgovaramo sa svojim roditeljima.
Those who are close to us.
Onima koji su nam bliski.
I'm feeling this life which I'm living is too narrow. It's always the same.
Znaš, osjećam da ovaj život kakav sad živim da je nekako previše sužen, uzak.
I somehow feel it's like chewing the already chewed.
To je nekako kao da žvaćem već ono što je prožvakano.
The friends say, maybe something is wrong with you.
A onda će prijatelji na to, pa znaš šta, možda nešto nije u redu sa tobom.
Go on a holiday.
Idi malo na odmor.
You know, get a girl.
Nađi neku devojku.
Boy.
Ili obrnuto, ili mladića.
Budi normalni.
Budi normalan.
And these are the obstacles which come.
I to su sve prepreke koje dolaze.
When we are not sure in what we should do, then mysteriously the voices which are already inside come outside and speak to us from the outside.
I kada nismo sigurni u to šta treba da uradimo, onda ti glasovi koje čujemo unutra počinju da se manifestuju i kroz druge, da čujemo ih sa spoljne strane.
But what to do? The voice gets stronger and stronger.
I šta da se radi? Ti glasovi, oni postaju sve jači i jači.
And finally it's so strong, you know, I can't ignore it any longer.
I na kraju postanu toliko jaki da više ne možemo da ih ignorišemo.
At that time you might meet people who are also on the spiritual path.
I tada se može desiti da sretnete ljude koji se već nalaze na duhovnom putu.
And you open up to them.
I onda im se otvorite.
Although they may appear a little bit strange in the first moment.
Iako u prvom momentu mogu izgledati malo čudno za vas.
You feel these people are the only ones who can understand what is happening in me.
Ali vi mislite i znate da su to ljudi koji mogu da shvate situaciju i sve ono što se dešava unutar vas.
And very carefully you go the first steps in spiritual life.
I vrlo pažljivo i oprezno krećete prvim koracima u duhovnom životu.
Maybe you start being a vegetarian.
Počnete prvo da budete vegetarijanac.
Maybe you read spiritual books.
Možete početi da čitate neke duhovne knjige.
And maybe you meet the Hare Krishnas and you actually dare to enter the temples.
Ili sretnete Hare Krishna ljude i čak se usudite da uđete u tempel, u hram.
I remember this was exactly what happened to me.
Ja se sećam, to je upravo ono što se i meni dogodilo.
I was a young osoba, fully absorbed in material life.
Ja sam bio mlad i potpuno sam bio apsorbovan u materijalan život.
With the difference that I come from a German family and every step was planned.
I ja dolazim iz nemačke porodice gde je svaki korak unapred vrlo dobro osmišljen.
I remember I was just entering a school which prepared me for the life of a manager.
I upravo sam krenuo u školu koja će pripremiti moj budući život da ja postanem menadžer.
But I developed doubts. Should this be my life?
Ali u meni su se pojavile određene sumnje i onda sam se pitao, pa da li je to zaista onako kako bi trebao moj život da izgleda?
Then I met my relatives who were being lawyers, and the one owned a factory. And I looked at them, do I want to become like them really?
I onda sam sreo neke svoje rođake, neki od njih su bili vlasnici fabrike, jedan je bio advokat, i onda kada sam ih pogledao, onda nisam baš bio siguran da želim da moj život bude isti onakav kakav oni imaju.
Ja sam, no. Hvala puno.
Onda sam rekao, hvala puno.
So then I remember I met the devotees.
I sećam se onda sam sreo bhakte.
First I saw them on TV and I thought they come from another star. That's really not for me.
Prvo sam ih videla na televiziji i onda sam mislila, oni kao su druge planete, nije to za mene.
Then I met them on the street.
Onda sam ih sreo na ulici.
And I decided to just walk in a big circle around them.
I odlučio sam da ih u širokom krugu zaobiđem.
I felt attracted, but at the same time, this is a danger to my material life.
Ja sam bio privučen, ali s druge strane osjećao sam da je to nekako pretnja mom materijalnom životu.
I was torn.
Jednostavno bio sam kao na dve strane.
Sometimes they would be on one side of the street and I would be on the other side of the street, sitting on a park bench, pretending to not see them and read a newspaper.
Malo sam stajao s jedne strane ulice, pa onda sa druge, pa sam sedeo na klupi, pretvarajući se kao da čitam novine.
Finally, one devotee came to me.
I na kraju jedan bhakta mi je prišao.
I have no time, I have to read this newspaper.
A nemam vremena sad, čitam novine.
The devotee said, you are so strange.
Bhakta je rekao, ti si tako čudan.
Children, you are attracted, but at the same time, you don't act according to your attraction.
Ti si privučen, a s druge strane deluješ totalno suprotno od toga.
I said, it's not your business, goodbye.
I rekao sam mu, znaš šta, ovo nije, ne tičete se, ono, zdravo.
Conflict, inner conflict.
Unutrašnji konflikt.
The call is there, but there are so many obstacles in the own heart.
Tu je taj poziv iznutra, taj zov, ali toliko puno prepreka se manifestuje u našem srcu.
But many things happened in the life so that finally I knew I could not ignore any longer this calling.
Ali kasnije mi se desilo toliko puno stvari u životu da mi je postalo vrlo jasno da ne mogu više da ignorišem taj unutrašnji zov.
It was at that time that something very typical happened, which happens to all people who are serious but torn in their spiritual life.
I to je taj tipičan primer šta se dešava ne samo meni što se desilo nego svim osobama koje su privučene, ali se jednostavno rastrgnute iznutra osjećaju.
I remember I met my spiritual master.
Sećam se, sreo sam svog duhovnog učitelja.
And I saw his example.
I video sam njegov primer.
And I knew there is a spiritual reality, otherwise from where would he have come?
I ja sam tada znao da postoji duhovna realnost, inače sa kog drugog mesta bi on mogao da dođe?
There's something tangible, not vague, but something very tangible, and I just need to experience this to become more convinced in which way my life should go.
Ja sam znao da postoji nešto vrlo opipljivo što ja trebam takođe da iskusim, tako da u tom smeru će dalje teći moj život.
In spiritual, in the light of our discussion, this is called meeting the mentor.
I to se zove tehnički sresti mentora.
Then the next thing happens.
Onda sledeća stvar se dogodila.
The mentor or spiritual teacher gives the person who wishes to make advancement something which in the language of sociology, religious sciences is called the instrument of force.
Mentor ili duhovni učitelj onda daje osobi nešto što se zove
instrument of force, of strength, snaga.
Nešto što se zove instrument snage, daje mu snagu.
In medieval mysticism it's usually a match.
To je recimo u misticizmu, to predstavlja mač.
It's full of light.
Pun svetla.
And it is used.
I on se koristi.
The Jedis in Star Wars have it.
Zvezdane staze.
I know more than.
Kao Jedder u Ratu zvezda.
Yes. She does not know. She is a nun. In usual spiritual in the spiritual life of the East, it's the sacred mantra.
A na istoku obično to predstavlja svetu mantru.
Or it's a practice like a pranayama practice which helps you to control the mind and become to become strong really inside of you.
Ili recimo kao pranayama praksa koja nam pomaže da postanemo jači unutar sebe.
In yoga teachings it's how to raise the energy which is connected with the sexual energy, how to raise it from the lower levels up.
Ili učenja joge kako da vežbama transformišemo seksualnu energiju od sa nižih nivoa na više.
It's in other words either an visible object or much more often a technique, a spiritual process which helps you to make an experience which strengthens you.
U oba slučaja ili je to nešto veoma vidljivo ili je to neka vrsta tehnike koju mi praktikujemo i onda nam ona pomogne.
So you have now a practice.
E sada imamo praksu.
You have a spiritual guide.
Imamo duhovnog vodiča.
You move.
I krećemo se.
To full success.
Do potpunog uspeha.
No. Doesn't go like this.
Ne, ne dešava se to baš tako.
There are tests ahead of you.
Ispred nas nalaze se testovi.
There are things which you must learn.
Stvari koje treba da naučimo.
There are experiences which help you.
Iskustva koja će nam pomoći.
Hare Krishna. There are things which there are experiences ahead of you which you have never thought would come when you started your journey.
Takva iskustva koja su pred nama za koja mi nikad nismo kada smo kretali našim duhovnim putem ni pomislili da će nam se dogoditi.
This happens also in Krishna consciousness.
To se takođe dešava i u svesnosti Krishna.
And by the kind help of Gaurahari we will now see what is happening.
I sad milošću Gora Harija moći ćemo da vidimo šta se dešava.
In the beginning, the person who is not yet so experienced in spiritual life will think, well, he starts at a point called A.
Osoba koja nema puno iskustva u duhovnom životu, ona misli da počinje od tačke A.
And he knows all the rules and regulations.
Zna sva pravila i propise.
He knows chant Hare Krishna and avoid the offenses.
Zna kako se mantra Hare Krishna i kako se izbegavaju uvrede.
And now he will make progress.
I sada će ona napraviti napredak.
Just one straight line to heaven.
Jedna ovako prava linija koja vodi pravo u raj.
Unhampered advancement.
Neprekinut napredak.
If some problems start, the fellow devotees will say, just go on, continue. Just go on, everything will happen.
I ako se desi tu i tamo neka prepreka, onda naši prijatelji bhakti reći će, da, samo nastavi dalje, kao da se ništa nije dogodilo.
By the way, this model is also the model of the German banker.
I ovaj model je inače takođe i model Nemačke banke.
Die Bank. Die Deutsche Bank. Yeah.
Nemačka
it's
Die
all right, Bank. Yeah. They only have a square around it. You know, just invest your money on our accounts.
Da, samo uložite svoj novac na naš račun.
And you will become rich.
I postaćete bogati.
There will be progress.
I postaće taj progres, napredak.
First you can buy a bicycle.
Prvo možete da kupite bicikl.
Then a car.
A onda kola.
Then a woman or a man.
A onda muškarca ili ženu.
Then you can go to the Adria. And have a holiday.
I onda možete da odete na more, na godišnji odmor, na Jadransko more.
Unlimited progress.
Neograničeni progres.
This model is what many beginners in the Hare Krishna movement had in mind.
E, ovo je vrsta modela koju su mnogi početnici u Hare Krishna pokretu imali u svom umu.
But they found out, oh, it doesn't work like this.
Ali onda su otkrili, pa to baš i ne funkcioniše tako.
There are things like failures.
postoje nešto stvari koje su padovi.
Downfalls.
Pad, padovi. Neuspesi.
Yeah, downfalls. The senses are stronger than they thought.
Ah, čula su jača nego što sam mislio.
The mind is more stronger.
Um je jak, vrlo jak.
At that time they think, well, something is maybe not right with my process.
E onda može se desiti da pomislimo, pa možda nešto nije u redu sad sa ovim procesom.
Or the other people are the cause of my feeling not so satisfied.
A možda i drugi ljudi su uzrok tome da se ja osjećam nezadovoljno.
ISKCON is the problem.
ISKCON je problem.
The unfair treatment.
To je nefair tretman.
Spiritual progress doesn't work like that.
Ali duhovni napredak ne funkcioniše na taj način.
Those who continue to go on find out that there is something which Gaurahari will paint for us now.
I oni koji nastave tim putem da idu dalje saznaće nešto što je upravo Gaurahari, upravo ono što će sada Gaurahari da nam nacrta.
No, actually, this is what the German bank does, but it's all right. It also works. You start at point A.
Počinjemo sa tačke A.
You make some initial advancement.
I napravimo neki početni napredak.
But then, one day you say, I have to eat this kami chocolate.
A onda jednog dana kažemo, pa znaš šta, ma moram da pojedem ovu karmi čokoladu.
And you stuff like into your mouth. Gaurahari, you are too far. We are at the first interval. Yeah, but you have experience, it seems. So you know what is coming up. It goes. Gaurahari has personal experience, it seems. No, he has done this many times. So he's painted it in. So first you have some little downfall, kami chocolate. Then I must see this movie of the Rolling Stones. I must see it. I know it's not good. I know there's illicit sex on it. But second, and so on. But then you experience, sometimes after you had some, let us call, some detour.
Znači onda počnemo iz te tačke A i onda napredujemo, onda se dese ti mali padovi, karmi čokolada, koncerti, poneki film. Znam da ima baš nekih stvari koje nisu dobre za duhovni život tu, ali šta da se radi. I onda dalje napredujemo i onda nam se čini kao da postoji i neka prečica u tom.
Yeah. After this you feel I'm now very enthusiastic.
I sada osjećamo, aha, pa da, ja se sad osjećam baš jako entuzijastično.
Yes, I did something which was not planned.
Jeste da sam uradio neke stvari koje nisu baš bile po planu.
But I still believe very strongly in my goal.
Ali još uvek sam vrlo, imam jaku veru u moj cilj.
And you go up again.
I ponovo se uzdignete.
You feel very good.
I osjećate se jako dobro.
Then the next thing comes.
I onda dođe sljedeća stvar.
But all in all, it's like going in the right direction.
Ali sve u svemu ide se ka pravom cilju, u pravom smeru.
Krishna talks about this phenomena of this movement like the snake.
I Krishna govori o ovom fenomenu, ovaj takozvani pokret kao pokret zmije.
He talks about a devotee who has developed faith in him and who is genuinely disgusted with material activities.
On govori o bhakti koji je imao veoma snažnu veru u njega i koji je bio kojem materijalne stvari su delovale odvratno.
He says this devotee knows that material activities lead to misery.
Jer on je znao da materijalne aktivnosti one donose samo bedu.
But he is still too weak in his heart to renounce all sense enjoyment.
Međutim, on je još uvek jako slab da bi odbacio u potpunosti svo čulno uživanje.
And therefore he goes like this.
I stoga on se kreće ovako.
Krishna says, no problem.
Krishna kaže, nema problema.
My devotee should remain happy.
Moj bhakta treba da ostane srećan.
Even though he's sometimes engaged in glupasti.
Iako se ponekad angažuje u aktivnostima koje su glupe.
Glupe. Yeah. He knows it's not good.
I on sam zna da to nije u redu.
If he repents his weakness, there is absolutely no problem.
Ako mu bude žao toga, ako bude mu žao što on ima takve slabosti i nastavi dalje, onda nije to problem.
These small accidents are natural on the spiritual path.
I te male nesreće su zapravo veoma prirodne na duhovnom putu.
Because the spiritual person has still two natures in him.
Jer osoba još uvek ima dve vrste prirode u sebi.
One is the spiritual nature which becomes stronger and stronger.
S jedne strane on ima tu duhovnu prirodu koja jača sve više i više.
And which just wants to have spiritual fulfillment.
I koja želi duhovno ispunjenje.
But on the other side there's also this material nature.
Ali sa druge strane postoji ta materijalna priroda.
You know my friend Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj said in our hearts are two dogs.
Kao što moj prijatelj Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj kaže, u našem srcu postoje dva psa.
Fighting.
Oni se bore.
And in the beginning of the fight, when one dog is not so strong,
i na početku te borbe kada jedan pas nije dovoljno snažan,
the good dog, the spiritual dog will sometimes be lying in the corner and bleeding.
I onda taj dobar pas, taj duhovni pas, može se desiti da završi u nekom ćošku krvareći.
It's natural.
To je prirodno.
So we always say, you can lose sometimes a fight, but don't lose the battle.
I zato ponekad kažemo, možemo izgubiti rat, ali to ne znači da smo izgubili bitku.
Yes.
Možda smo izgubili bitku, ali ne znači da smo izgubili rat.
Yes, yes, yes. Hare Krishna, Vinu Rati. So yes. Which one of the dogs will win, by the way?
I koji će ta dva psa da pobedi?
Have you seen in Belgrade dogs fighting?
Da li ste videli u Beogradu pse koji se bore?
In India we always see it, isn't it, Jai Sachinana Babu?
U Indiji to vrlo uobičajeno da vidimo kako se oni bore.
That dog will win whom you give food.
E, pobedit će onaj pas koga više hranim.
If you, that is what Krishna talks about. He says, my devotee should sincerely continue to hear about me, chant my glories, and then after some time, he will not fall down any longer.
I zato Krishna kaže, iskreni bhakta koji iznova sluša o meni, i ako je iskren, on će postati vremenom snažan i više mu se neće dešavati padove.
But this really happens on a later stage of development. There are some more experience in store and you will hear now most probably the most heavy.
Međutim, ovo se ipak dešava na kasnijem stadijumu napretka, pre toga ima još puno borbi i još puno iskustava koje će nam se dogoditi.
You seem to make spiritual advancement.
Naizgled, čini nam se da duhovno napredujemo.
It goes quite undisturbed.
I sve teče neuznemireno.
Then all of a sudden.
Ali iznenada.
From the sky.
Kao iz neba.
Unsuspected.
Neočekivano.
Something terrible happens.
Nešto strašno se desi.
We will hear a poem about this.
I čućemo i pesmu o ovome.
This is really intense. Fasten your seat belts, ladies and gentlemen.
Stavite svoje pojaseve, ovo je sad vrlo intenzivno.
The poem is from Tukaram.
Ta pesma je, on ju je napisao Tukaram.
Who was a very, very sincere spiritual practitioner.
Koji je bio veoma ozbiljan duhovni praktikant.
You come really with drama into the room, with style. Very good. Then all of a sudden, the most terrible famine struck the country. Famine means nothing to eat.
Iznenada desilo se da je zemlju pogodila glad, nemaština.
He saw how his wife, his dear wife, died before his eyes out of hunger.
I desilo mu se to da njegova voljena žena pred njegovim očima umrla od gladi.
At that time he decided to give his whole life to God.
I u tom trenutku on je odlučio da preda ceo čitav svoj život Gospodu.
And he sang many, many of his realizations in song.
I on je zapravo sve svoje, većinu svojih realizacija ispevao kroz pesme.
I think Akash knows Tukaram. He comes, is he from Gujarat? You know. He had this tambura, I believe, and then he sang the songs to his Lord.
I on je svirao na svojoj tampuri i pevao pesme posvećenu njegovom Gospodu.
A group of admirers soon and followers came around him.
I uskoro imao svoje sledbenike.
He went from village to village singing his beautiful devotional songs.
I on je uskoro počeo da putuje od sela do sela i da peva svoje prelepe pesme.
Songs like this, my Lord, if I look at your beauty.
O Gospode moj, kada gledam u tvoju lepotu,
the rain of my tears begins to fall.
Kiša mojih suza počinje da pada.
And he, beautiful poetry.
Predivna poezija.
But soon the orthodox brahmanas hated him for this.
Međutim, uskoro nakon toga, kada se to pročulo, ti ortodoksni brahmane su počeli da ga mrze zbog toga.
Because his way to God was a way without any institution.
Jer njegov put ka Gospodu je bio put koji nije bio vezan ni za kakvu instituciju.
He was something like Martin Luther, who also revolted against the Catholic Church in Germany.
On je bio nešto poput Martina Lutera koji se u Nemačkoj pobunio protiv katoličke crkve.
His point was, we do, every human being has the right to approach God directly. We don't need any clergy between.
Jer njegova poenta je bila da svako živo biće, svaka duša ima pravo da se približi na svoj sopstveni način direktno Gospodu bez bilo kakvog posredovanja.
So the brahmanas at that time who were guardians of this brahmanism, Hindu brahmanism, revolted against him.
I ti ortodoksni brahmane koji su bili kao čuvari hinduizma, oni su jednostavno se pobunili protiv njega.
And they came and took all his writings and threw them into a river.
I onda su uzeli sve što je on do tada napisao i bacili u reku.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. You're saving my life. No problem. And this was more than Tukaram could tolerate.
I to je bilo previše što je Tukaram mogao da podnese.
He wrote a poem.
I napisao je pesmu.
A poem where he first quarreled with God. Why have you allowed this to happen?
Pesma koja počinje zapravo prvo sa svađom, neka vrsta svađe sa Gospodom. Zašto si dozvolio da se to desi?
This is not fair.
To nije fair.
I'm giving my life to you.
Predao sam ti svoj život.
You're taking my wife from me.
Oduzeo si mi ženu.
Is this fair?
Da li je to
pravilno? Is this
pravilno?
How you deal with your followers?
Da li je to način na koji se ti ophodiš prema tvojim sledbenicima?
I've forgotten that.
Zaboravio sam to.
Then I wrote poems to glorify you.
Sada pišem pesmu da te slavim.
You came.
Ti si došao.
And threw my poems into the river.
I bacio si sve moje pesme u reku.
I will fast.
Postiću.
Either you send my poems out of the river or I will die.
Ili ćeš vratiti nazad moje pesme iz reke ili ću ja umreti od gladi.
Then everyone will know.
I svako će znati.
They should avoid you.
Da treba da te izbegava.
After some time he said, oh, sorry, I just was carried away by my weaknesses.
Onda nakon nekog vremena rekao, o, prosti mi, jednostavno, pojavile su se te moje slabosti koje sam ja sad iznao.
And then all of a sudden he saw how his writings came from the bottom of the river up, and they were floating on the river Venurati, and they were not destroyed. The ink was fully there. Everything could be read very easily.
I onda odjednom je video kako sa dna reke jednostavno isplivavaju sve njegove knjige sa pesmama, totalno neoštećene, čak sve se moglo jako lepo pročitati, mastilo nije bilo oštećeno, sve je bilo kako treba.
His judges, the brahmanas couldn't believe their eyes.
I brahmane koji su to videli jednostavno nisu mogli da poveruju svojim očima šta vide.
This was a miracle which God had worked to show that he appreciated Tukaram.
I to je bilo zapravo čudo koje je Gospod lično napravio i aranžirao da bi pokazao kako on ceni ono što Tukaram radi.
And then Tukaram wrote this poem.
I onda je Tukaram napisao ovu pesmu.
Which will describe a little bit what will happen.
Koja će onako ona će objasniti sad ovo što će se dogoditi.
Gaurahari will show as the poem goes he will paint his when it comes.
Kada dođe
from the sky,
sa neba,
a meteorite,
meteorit
which smashes your house,
koji nam uništi kuću,
then know,
znajte,
the Lord has visited you.
Gospod vas je posetio.
When a catastrophe happens,
kada se katastrofa desi,
and afterwards nothing remains of you,
i nakon toga ništa od vas ne preostane.
Except God and that little painting self.
Osim Gospoda i nas samih.
Then know God has visited you.
Tada znajte, Gospod vas je posetio.
When your whole human existence.
Kada vaše celo ljudsko postojanje.
Becomes ripped like a piece of paper.
Postane iscepano, jednostavno kao što iscepamo list papira.
And when you know it will never again come together like it was before.
I kad znamo da ono nikada više ne može da se sastavi, da bude onako kako je bilo.
Then know.
Tada znajte.
God has visited you.
Gospod vas je posetio.
Look.
Vidi.
God has visited Tukaram.
Gospod je posetio Tukarama.
And he is dancing in ecstasy.
I on pleše u ekstazi.
Amazing poem, isn't it?
Začuđujuća pesma, zar ne?
I agree with Sita. This is nothing for small children.
Sita, ovo nije za malu decu.
It was good that she brought her son out.
Dobro da je Sita izvela svog sina na.
See, if you... It doesn't happen one time.
To se ne desi samo jednom.
It happens sometimes a few times.
To se ponekad dešava više puta.
Oh, not so much, Gaurahari. Some milost. Mercy. What are you doing? Yes, this is... Gaurahari has painted the reality.
Gaurahari je sad ovde nacrtao realnost.
He was very honest.
Bio je veoma iskren.
You will soon think you will soon understand how this is actually very good.
Uskoro ćete razumeti kako ovo zapravo veoma dobro.
But for now you will be shocked.
Ali za sada bićete šokirani.
This is my full attention. Intention.
Ovo je moja namera.
Because see we need to understand this journey is the most demanding journey.
Jer vidite, mi moramo da razumemo da je ovo putovanje veoma zahtevno putovanje.
The spiritual journey is the most fascinating adventure the human being can undertake.
Jer to duhovno putovanje je najfascinantnija avantura koje ljudsko biće može da iskusi.
And as the adventure continues, it will draw out the best of you.
Jer kako se to putovanje nastavlja, ono će jednostavno da doprinese tome da se najbolje, ono našu suštinu najbolje iz nas da iznese napolje.
It will force you to gather all the strengths which you have.
I nateraće nas da dobijemo svu snagu koja nam je potrebna.
It will train you to give the best.
I istreniraće nas da damo od sebe ono najbolje.
If you want to climb high mountains,
ako želite da se popnete na visoku planinu,
you sometimes have to go into the valley.
Ponekad, da, moramo prvo da odemo u dolinu.
I understood this in my journeys through the Himalayas.
I ja sam to shvatio na mom putu na Himalaje.
On one day you just go up, then you find a place to sleep.
Jednog, prvo se popnete visoko i nađete mesto za spavanje.
And the next day, all the way again down.
A onda sledeći dan, ceo taj put se vraćamo nizbrdo.
Again up.
Ponovo na, se penjemo.
For 2 weeks I was walking like this.
I dve nedelje sam ja hodao tako.
When will it ever stop?
Kada će da prestane?
Especially going down, you know.
Specijalno kad idemo dole onda.
It's for the muscles very intense.
Za mišiće postane veoma intenzivno.
Climbing up, all right.
Okay, da se penjemo, to je okay.
So also this downward movement is quite intense.
Tako da ovaj put na dole zna da bude prilično intenzivan.
But finally you reach the highest point, Muktinath.
Ali konačno došli smo do našeg cilja Muktinata.
Muktinath. You start in Pokhara and then you just walk and walk for a few weeks and then you come high up and there's no more coming down from there, from the village, from the sacred place called Muktinath.
Kreće se iz Pokhare i onda za dve nedelje otprilike stigne se do tog svetog mesta Muktinata.
I will tell you now why this is important.
I sada ću vam reći zbog čega je to veoma važno.
See, within every soul who is here in the material world, there are two very characteristic trends in the psychology.
Vidite, svaka duša koja je u ovom svetu u sebi ima dve veoma specifične karakteristike.
They go very, very deep.
Može da ide jako, jako duboko.
And they are the cause for our bondage into this world.
I to su uzroci našeg ropstva u ovom svetu.
The spiritual world is a place where the whole creation or where everything moves in one direction.
Duhovni svet je mesto gde se sve kreće ka jednom pravcu, u jednom pravcu.
The rivers, the grass, the animals, the humans.
Ljudi, reke, životinje, sve.
Moving in one direction.
Sve se kreće u jednom pravcu.
That is to give pleasure to the Lord.
A to je da pruža zadovoljstvo Gospodu.
To join him in divine ecstasy.
Da se pridruže njemu u božanskoj ekstazi.
It all is on an abhisa. Abhisa means a journey towards his pleasure.
I sve se kreće u tom pravcu ka tom putovanju za njegovo zadovoljstvo.
In the material world everything moves in a different way.
A u materijalnom svetu sve se kreće u suprotnom, u drugom pravcu.
Where can I get pleasure?
Gde mogu da nađem zadovoljstvo za sebe?
What's in for me?
Šta je za mene?
Everything.
Sve.
Human relationships.
Međuljudski odnosi.
There are different models in which they are made, but they all have an trace of selfishness.
Postoje različiti modeli, različite vrste takvih odnosa, ali sve u pozadini imaju deo tog sebičnog motiva.
The spiritual world is where the Lord sits on the throne and everything moves towards his enjoyment.
U duhovnom svetu Gospod je na prestolu i sve se kreće oko toga, svi idu ka tome da pruže njemu zadovoljstvo.
The material world is the place where we have put ourselves on the throne.
A materijalni svet je mesto gde smo mi sebe postavili na prestol.
And we expect that everything moves for our pleasure.
I očekujemo da se sve dešava samo za naše zadovoljstvo.
I'm presently studying a brilliant work on spiritual psychology, where it's shown in a very nice way how even the so-called selfless giving has often a bill attached to it.
Trenutno studiram spis koji jednostavno govori o tome, o tom nemotivisanom nemotivisanom davanju koji će kasnije koji ima zakačen račun za sebe. Izvinjavam se.
Our translator is discovering new truth. Yes. It has a bill.
Da, ima račun.
Even if a person is very friendly, hear this for you. You.
I kada je osoba onako deluje da je veoma prijateljska, da ovo je za tebe.
When you accept what is given to you.
Kada prihvatite to što je kao namenjeno vama,
you find there's a bill with it.
A onda odjednom otkrijete, pa da, postoji cena za to, postoji račun.
Give me attention.
Daj mi pažnju.
Notice me.
A primeti me.
Love me.
Voli me.
Hare Krishna. It's very rare to find in this world true selflessness.
I veoma je retko naći u ovom svetu nesebičnost, pravu nesebičnost.
Desire to enjoy is so deep within us.
Jer ta želja za uživanjem je jako duboko ukorenjena unutar nas.
The old Greeks said Eros is residing in every cell of the body.
I stari Grci su govorili da Eros, on prebiva u svakoj ćeliji u našem telu.
Yes. We are hungry.
Mi smo gladni.
And the second thing which is very deep in this material world.
I druga stvar koja je jako duboka u materijalnom svetu.
First was the desire to enjoy.
Prva je znači želja za uživanje.
The second is the desire to control.
A druga je želja za kontrolom, kontrolisanjem.
This is also a typical quality of Lord Krishna.
I to je također jedna od tipičnih odlika Gospoda Krišne.
By his force the wind moves.
Jer zahvaljujući njegovoj snazi vetar duva.
By Krishna's force the fire burns.
I zahvaljujući njegovoj snazi vatra gori.
By Krishna's order death comes and visits the human being.
Po Krišnoj naredbi smrt dolazi i kod ljudskog bića.
But people in this world, they don't want to be controlled, they want to control.
Ali ljudi u materijalnom svetu, oni ne žele da budu kontrolisani, oni žele da kontrolišu.
It's very deep.
I to je veoma duboko.
Ah! So duboko.
Jako duboko.
Yes. You, I think you need to sing, drink some water. It's so heavy. Yes, please drink. Yes. Please. So these things are very, very, very deep.
I ove stvari su veoma, veoma duboke.
And if a person wants to make spiritual advancement, he has to leave these deep rooted conditionings out of the heart. He has to take them out of the heart.
I ako osoba želi da napravi duhovni napredak, onda će morati da iskoreni te dve duboko ukorenjene loše stvari iz njegovog srca.
In my lectures I often give the example of gardening.
Jer ja često u svojim lekcijama navodim taj primer baštovana.
There are some weeds which are just very, very deep.
Jer postoje neki korovi koji su jako, jako duboki.
They grow just very, very deep, 1 meter 20.
Rastu jako duboko, čak metar ili 20 ispod zemlje.
And they are very dangerous if you allow them to spread their roots.
I jako su opasni ako im dozvolite da rašire svoje korenje.
They can destroy your whole land.
I mogu da vam unište kompletnu zemlju.
In German, this particular weed which I have in mind is called Sauerampfer. That will be a difficult word for Venurati to translate, so I will give you the English word, but it's the sour challenge.
Ima jedna jedan takav specifičan korov koji ima taj naziv na nemačkom, ali gurmarač kaže na engleskom da je to neki kiseli izazov.
Yeah, it has such deep roots.
On ima jako duboke korene.
That is very, very difficult to remove it.
Jako ga je teško ukloniti.
And if you just do the superficial thing, you have the green things in your head, but the roots are still there.
Jer ako samo onako površno hoćete da ga uklonite, imaćete samo to zeleno lišće u rukama, međutim, jako će ostati opet ti ukorenjeni korovi, njegovi koreni.
So in our spiritual life, we have also to confront these two tendencies which are very deeply rooted in us.
Tako da u duhovnom životu mi moramo da se suočimo sa te dve tendencije koje su veoma duboko ukorenjene unutar nas.
It's just very deep, and therefore Krishna has to go deep. So that you actually develop a very humble attitude.
One su tako duboke, tako da Krishna jednostavno to pravi da nam se dešavaju takve stvari jako duboke, da nas to natera, da postanemo i mi još dublji.
When you want to
ponizni.
When you want to make spiritual advancement, you need to actually move in two directions.
Kada želimo da napravimo duhovni napredak, onda moramo da se krećemo u dva pravca.
You can just paint it in the circular thing because it will take too much in that up and down thing. Yeah. You will. The first is the objective advancement.
Prva stvar je objektivni napredak.
That yes, you make advancement over the years.
Da, napravili ste tokom godina neki napredak.
Yes, you become more self-controlled.
Da, postali ste malo više samovladani.
Yes, you become maybe more brilliant or more learned in the philosophy.
Da, možda ste postali malo više učeni što se tiče filozofije, briljantni.
But if you want to survive, there has to be also the subjective advancement.
Ali ako želite da preživite, morate da imate i taj subjektivan napredak.
Is humility.
To je poniznost.
Have you noticed that the great spiritual teachers always say, jesam ništa?
Da li ste primetili da visoko napredne duhovne osobe kažu za sebe, ja sam niko i ništa?
Yeah. I'm lower than something.
I niži sam od nečega.
I am actually since so long on the spiritual path, but I have not really understood.
Iako sam tako dugo na duhovnom putu, ja zapravo nemam pravo razumevanja.
We all see they are very advanced.
A mi vidimo svi da su oni vrlo napredni.
We are enlightened by their presence.
I u njihovom prisustvu mi se totalno osjećamo prosvetljeno.
But they are never proud.
Ali oni nikada nisu ponosni.
They say whatever good happens is due to the milost of God, Krishna.
Oni sve kažu što god dobro da se desi, to je jednostavno milost Krishna.
And when I do something bad, it's my own mistake.
A kada napravim nešto loše, to je onda usled moje greške.
This is what spiritual advancement has to bring.
I to je ono što duhovni napredak bi trebao da nam donese.
A yogi who makes or even a Hare Krishna who makes just this one advancement will soon fall.
Jer yogi ili bhakte koji imaju samo ovu jednu vrstu napretka sigurno će pasti.
He has to learn humility.
Moramo da naučimo poniznost.
His roots have to grow deep.
I naše korenje mora da ide jako duboko.
into the land of humility.
U zemlju, u tlo poniznosti.
A humble person doesn't is free from this enjoying and controlling tendency.
Ponizna osoba nema tendenciju da uživa i da kontroliš.
I will end today's lecture with an experience which I had.
Završit ću ovo današnje predavanje sa jednim iskustvom koje sam imao.
I live in the midst of the forest in Germany called Golokadam.
Ja u Nemačkoj živim na Golokadamu, to je u šumi.
Who has visited me in Golokadam?
Kome je posjetio na Golokadamu?
Mm-hmm. Bali, no? Please, I want to invite all of you to come.
I želio bih si sve vas da pozovem da dođete.
We will feed you.
Nahranit ćemo vas.
We will give you a nice place to rest.
I dat ćemo vam jako lepo mesto za odmor.
The two rivers on our temple ground.
I tu pored našeg templa postoje čak dve reke.
Very nice for sleeping.
Jako lepo za spavanje. Tako šume.
Sometimes the deers come.
Ponekad čak i jelenovi srne dođu.
Fishes.
Ribice.
No dolphins, but fishes.
Nema delfina, ali ima nekih ribica.
And I often when I come back from tours, I make walks in the forest.
I često kada se vratim sa mojih putovanja i turneja, onda jednostavno odem u šumu i šetam se.
Usually I take a good knjiga with me.
I imam neku dobru knjigu sa sobom.
Then I sit at the root of a tree.
I onda sednem na neki panj.
And read the whole day.
I čitam po ceo dan.
And I feel the tree is my friend.
I osjećam se kako je to drvo moj prijatelj.
I have many such friends.
I imam jako puno takvih prijatelja.
But now one day, I remember it was two or three years ago, I went through the forest after having traveled for 2 months, and many of my friends were not there.
I jednom se desilo da sam posle jedno 2 mjeseca sigurno putovanja, vratio sam se, otišao sam u šumu i dosta mojih prijatelja nije bilo tamo.
They had fallen on the ground.
Pale su na tlo.
I felt very sad to see them so helpless.
Jako mi je bilo žao da ih vidim tako bespomoćno.
Could only say Hare Krishna to them.
I rekao sam Hare Krishna.
Then I asked our gardener, what has happened to my friends, the trees?
I pitao sam mog baštovana, šta se desilo sa mojim prijateljima, sa drvećem?
Especially I've noted that the big trees have fallen.
I specijalno što sam primetio da su čak neka velika drveća pala.
Yes, there was a storm.
Da, bilo je nevreme.
When winter turned into spring, the storms come.
Kada se zima završava i počinje proleće, onda se dešavaju ta nevremena.
Yes, but why have these older trees fallen?
Da li zbog čega ova starija drveća nisu pala?
The youngers have not fallen.
A starije su pala, a mlađe nisu. Zašto?
The gardener says, listen very carefully.
A taj baštovan mi je rekao, pa slušaj pažljivo.
When a tree grows, it has to grow in two directions.
Kada drvo raste, ono raste u dva pravca.
If it only develops in what is called the crown of the tree,
kada samo razvije ono što se zove krošnja, kruna drveta,
is it a proper Serbian word?
Yes. Krošnja.
Yes, kroška. Yes. That can be even dangerous.
To može biti jako opasno.
It also has to grow in the other direction. That means the roots have to go deeper and deeper and deeper.
Ono također mora da se razvije u tom drugom pravcu. Njegovo korenje mora da ide dublje i dublje.
Otherwise the tree will fall down.
Inače drvo će pasti.
So this is what I wanted to, what Gaurahari wanted to show you this evening.
I to je ono što je Gaurahari Prabhu nam pokazao večeras.
This line should be a subjective line, the red line, huh?
Crvena linija, to je subjektivna linija.
It means the progress in humility.
To znači napredak u poniznosti.
Humility means to understand I am a spiritual soul.
A poniznost to znači razumeti da ja sam duhovna duša.
Only for a short time I have a relation to this body and the mind.
I samo na kratko vreme ja imam odnos sa ovim umom i sa ovim telom.
In this world my spiritual identity is not yet fully manifest.
I u ovom svetu moj duhovni identitet nije potpuno manifestovan.
And I often live in what is called a lie.
I često živim u onome što se naziva laž.
Lebenslüge, the lie of the life.
To je laž života.
My real life is somewhere else.
Moj pravi život je negde drugde.
And I should remain humble if I have not yet attained it.
I pošto nisam ga još dostigao, onda je bolje za mene da budem ponizan.
With this attitude, it's very, very easy to progress.
I sa takvim stavom jako, jako je lako napredovati.
This was the first part of the lecture.
Ovo je bila prvi deo lekcije.
I can understand from my Serbian audience it was a little intense for you, huh?
I možda mogu da vidim po mojoj publici da li je bilo intenzivno za vas.
You thought it should all go like the German bank.
Jer vi svi mislite da treba da idemo ovako kao u nemačkoj banci.
Easy.
Lako.
Easy, please.
Lako. Molim vas, lako.
But if it goes easy,
ali ako ide previše lako,
you will not get these deep roots of your material existence out of your heart.
E onda nećete moći da iskoristite, da iskorenite te korenje materijalne egzistencije iz svog srca.
You will not develop your spiritual character.
Nećete razviti svoj duhovni karakter.
You need to become free of certain conditionings.
Morate da postanete slobodni i oslobođeni materijalnih uslovljenosti.
So that you can turn with the real feelings to Krishna.
Tako da možemo da se okrenemo Krišni sa istinskim, sa pravim osećanjima.
Like Tukaram.
Kao Tukaram.
Like Haridas Thakur.
Kao Haridas Thakur.
Like Prabhupada.
Kao Šila Prabhupada.
And the Lord arranges this type.
I Gospod nam pravi takve aranžmane.
But when you are in the midst of this test, you can't see that it is actually a great mercy.
Ali kada se nalazite usred takvog testa, onda vi jednostavno ne možete da shvatite da je to zapravo prava milost.
You see it afterwards.
To tek posle vidimo.
So about this was the first part, tomorrow comes the second part.
Ovo je bio prvi deo, a sutra dolazi drugi deo.
Tomorrow we will actually hear inconceivable divine arrangements in our life.
A sutra ćemo da vidimo, odnosno da čujemo o nepojmljivim aranžmanima u našem životu.
There's one thing which I feel we can do it. The atmosphere is like in a train station with you.
Atmosfera je kao na nekoj železničkoj stanici.
There's so much usmirjen in the room.
Jako puno je uznemirenja.
It must be that I have shocked you.
Mora da sam vas šokirao.
Please forgive me.
Molim vas, oprostite mi.
Tomorrow we should see how we can get can we have the stage in the other direction? Because I noticed the moment the door opens, who is coming?
Možda da imamo ovaj stage na drugoj strani, jer kad god neko uđe, onda vidim da svi gledaju ko je ušao.
And some of us enter with drama, with very loud.
A neki od nas ulaze onako kao u drami, veoma su glasni.
My dear devotees, please, these are very serious subjects.
Dragi moji bakte, ovo je zaista veoma važna tema.
The reason why I was explaining it to you is because then you will understand what is happening to you and why it is happening.
A razlog zbog čega sam vam ovo ispričao je to da shvatite šta vam se dešava.
By the way, this doesn't only happen in Krishna consciousness.
I jednostavno ne dešava se to samo u svesnosti Krišne.
Any bona fide spiritual path will tell of tests.
I svaki verodostani duhovni put će vam isto govoriti o ovim testovima.
Of maturation.
To je sazrevanje.
As the Sufis say, the human soul is like grains.
U Sufi tradiciji se kaže da je duhovna duša, duhovne duše su kao žitarice, zrna.
Like wheat.
Kao žito.
It grows and grows.
Raste, raste i raste.
And then to be tasty it will have to be grounded.
A da bi to bilo ukusno, onda ona mora da se samelje.
Then the flour has to be kneaded.
I onda mora da se brašno izradi.
And put into the oven.
I da se stavi u peć.
And then it becomes tasty Gaurahari bread.
I onda to postane ukusan Gaurahari hleb.
Gaurahari is maybe the best bread cook in the world.
Gaurahari pravo on pravi najbolji hleb na svetu.
So yes, this way we also go through this.
E tako I mi isto prolazimo kroz ceo taj proces.
So I want to end here.
Želim ovdje da završim.
I will now see. I believe it's good if we make a little pause.
Možda da napravimo kratku pauzu.
Because up till now it's very easy to understand.
Jer do sada je bilo onako vrlo lako da se sve razume.
Tomorrow we will go deeper.
Sutra idemo još dublje.
But it will be more blissful.
Ali će biti još onako više blaženstva.
Tomorrow we will enter a very divine area.